800-259-0609.
Steve Sisolak listens to Gavin Newsom. Just one day after Newsom shut down businesses in California, Sisolak shut down businesses in Nevada, and thousands lost their jobs. Newsom closed churches, Sisolak closed churches. He's trying to make us just like California. Luckily, a conservative leader has stepped up to take on Sisolak, an Army veteran and law enforcement officer who spent 30 years defending our shared values, Sheriff Joe Lombardo. When liberal extremists tried to defund police, Lombardo put more cops on the streets, making our rights and safety his priority. And when the establishment told Joe he should switch parties to get elected in Nevada's most Democrat county, he said no, stuck to his conservative principles, and won anyway. Joe Lombardo's a leader, not a follower. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Republican for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Big question is, when will Dean Heller be up on TV? I have not seen any ads yet. That doesn't mean they're not out there. If they are out there, let me know. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you have not already checked it out, his opening announcement, his kickoff announcement, I thought was really, really good. Well produced, and that big smile of his goes a long way. So, Dean Heller, not sure, though, if he's going to be up on TV yet. I know a number of the candidates are up on radio and TV, a lot of them on this radio station. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Stay with us. Lots more to do as we continue. Coming up, we're going to check in with Ronald Vitiello. And if you don't know who Ronald Vitiello is, he's the former deputy director and acting director of ICE. He knows what it takes to control our southern border. And is it getting worse or getting better along our southern border? We'll talk with him about that coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, at 5:30, as we check out the traffic cams right now, the Beltway has several different backups. 215 westbound at the 15 interchange, you're bumper to bumper through there. You're still slow after that cleanup of that incident, 215 eastbound at Gibson, 215 eastbound at St. Rose. A lot of congestion as you try to work your way through there. Charleston Boulevard is closed due to police activity. That's between Honolulu Street and Sacramento Drive. Also, the off-ramps to Charleston have been closed on the 515 for some time. You can use alternatives. Also, major delays into the Spaghetti Bowl, US 95 southbound at Southern Rancho, and on the 515 eastbound at Main Street.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV football, they get back at it coming up on Friday night when they are going to be in action against Fresno State. At quarterback, we might see Doug Brumfield back under center. He missed the game against Iowa State due to injury. However, he is back practicing and practicing fully. If they do not clear him to play on Friday night, it would once again be true freshman Cameron Friel getting the start, and fifth-year junior Tate Martell working as the backup and probably getting some snaps as well. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
This week at Macy's, we're setting our sights on fall with big savings on the season's hottest trends. Check out bold new color palettes and tonal pieces from Ink, Calvin Klein, and more. Fresh looks for him from Sun and Stone, Bar 3, and more. And update your space with bath and bedding from Oak, mindfully made and created for Macy's. Plus, Star Rewards members earn on every purchase, except gift cards, services, and fees. Learn more at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect opportunity for a significant business upgrade. Save up to 45% on Dell computers built for business with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, enjoy special pricing on Dell docks, monitors, servers, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Succeed anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today to find the right tech for your business with fast, free shipping. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment begins on October 1st and runs through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2022 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you're already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming next year. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. Call now to pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. You can also text calendar to 702-410-8020 to receive a link and schedule your appointment.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love having Megan Barthon. She always stirs it up. She stirs the pot. I absolutely love her. You know, we've all been mesmerized by all of the footage coming from our southern border, Del Rio, Texas, where 12,500 Haitian refugees are trying to get into our country illegally. And many of them have already been shipped back to Haiti. And I asked Ronald Vidiello, who is the former deputy director and acting director at ICE, I asked him, If the problems along our southern border and there in Del Rio, Texas, are getting worse or getting better?
Yeah, it's certainly gotten a lot worse since January 21st. Kevin, I appreciate you having me on. I was in the Border Patrol for 33 years. I've never seen anything like what we're seeing. Those images on television from Del Rio, my heart goes out to the DHS workforce, those Border Patrol agents. You can imagine the conditions that they're in, the conditions that those people are in. The smuggling pipeline up through Central and South America, up through the U.S.-Mexico border, it's nothing but misery for everybody that's involved. And I've never seen the kind of traffic that we've seen. We're at 20-year highs. It's 20 years ago that we had this kind of traffic on our border. But this problem is much worse than it was 20 years ago, because the traffic 20 years ago were mostly people from Mexico who were coming here largely for economic reasons. And logistically, you know, if thousands of people entered from Mexico that are Mexican into Del Rio, we could turn them around relatively quickly. These folks from Haiti, South and Central Africa, folks from the Northern Triangle, it's logistically very difficult to put them in the system and set them up for a removal proceeding. And like I said, this is the worst I've ever seen. It was really bad in 2019. We got a handle on it because the president engaged. It was always enthusiastic about closing the border for illegal immigration, and now you see what happens when you have an administration that removes policies that were working and really has no desire, obviously by their actions, to help control that southwest border.
Kamala Harris, the vice president, is supposedly the point person on this whole mess down there. But yet we see, and it's been confirmed now by Customs and Border Protection, they confirmed the Fox News numbers, 208,000 illegal immigrants were encountered at the border just in August. And since February 1, there have been over 1.2 million apprehensions at the southwest border. I always ask the question, maybe you have an answer for me. We always talk about the apprehensions, but we never talk about the people we don't catch. How many do you think don't we catch?
In this case, a lot. When you have that kind of chaos at the border, I was in South Texas a couple of weeks ago, and the leadership there of the Border Patrol, my former colleague, saying that 40% of their workforce at the time was dedicated to the mission of care and comfort and what we call processing, putting people into the system after they've been into custody. And so if you have 40% of your workforce that's doing something besides patrolling the border, there are lots of drugs getting through, there's lots of human trafficking capers taking place, there's lots of human smuggling taking place, and the people who are coming to the border are likely not to get arrested. So if we encountered 1.2 million, there's thousands, tens of thousands that have gotten away in that environment as well.
How many of them are children?
There's a good portion of them are children. The images I'm seeing on the television from Del Rio, it seems that at least what gets on the air, what that population seems to skew toward, you know, young men, males, of working age. And so there's a lot of that. The Valley since January 21st was inundated with young children with families and many young children coming alone. The reason they do that is because there's no facility for them to be detained after their brief stay with CBP and the Border Patrol. There's no detention for them. We ended the Remain in Mexico program on the 21st of January. So they're all released into the United States, and what that does is it encourages others from the sending countries, like the Northern Triangle, in this case, like Haiti, to come to the border because they're being released into this society. They're gone on into this economy. They've been requested to report to ICE or to put themselves in report to the immigration courts. But I know from experience that many of them will never pursue their asylum or their immigration claims in court. Their success is based on the fact that they get into this economy and they become part of the workforce in the United States, send money home. And again, when there is no consequence, when people are not held or required to remain in Mexico, then they're going to send for their family, they're going to send for their friends, they're going to tell everybody that the border's open. And then on top of that, you have the rhetoric of the campaign and now the current administration who's saying that they want to legalize every other person who's in the country illegally. So that's encouraging people to try now versus waiting until there's some actual benefit program being open. So there's a lot of rhetoric around the people that are here and how they're going to be legalized. And then we've also, in this administration, gutted the immigration enforcement authorities, right? They told ICE that they cannot approach anyone who's not in the country, who's just crossed the border, is not convicted of a very serious felony or a threat to public safety. And so there's effectively no immigration enforcement in the interior. So people who evade the Border Patrol, and like you said, many of them have since January, there's really no threat for them to be in the United States. And in some jurisdictions, if they get arrested by local authorities, those local authorities refuse to cooperate with DHS and the federal government. And so there's absolutely no consequence for them being here illegally.
Again, Ronald Vidiello joining us, the former deputy director and acting director of ICE. And the numbers are staggering. 43,941 illegal immigrants were released into the U.S. just last month. Where are they going? Who are they going to? And do they necessarily have friends and family here in the United States, or are they just going to be wandering aimlessly?
Well, the young children will likely be placed with family in the United States. So if they come alone and they're juveniles, they'll find a spot with family in the United States. In the worst-case scenario, they're placed in foster care. Many of the older kids, they come when they're 16 and 17, they'll stay in custody until they become adults and then be released. Families who come with children are also released, and they go to every other place in the United States. Think about any community where people from El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, they have cultural support. Sometimes that's family, sometimes that's friends from the hometown. And again, when you're released in the United States, the first call you make back home, you tell everybody that you've been successful, and they get the same idea. They sell their things. They put themselves into the hands of a smuggler. And one of the things people don't realize is there's lots of danger in the pipeline, overcrowded vehicles, stash houses. We're at the time of this pandemic, so there's lots of risks for the people who are in the pipeline. Many of them will be exploited. And this chaos at the border fuels cartels' funding streams, right? Because they, you know, smugglers have to pay a tax for the cartels. The cartels will encumber people to smuggle for them that are in this pipeline. People will be picked out of the pipeline in traffic all over the United States. And some of these children will end up in some of the worst neighborhoods in our country. When I was in ICE, we had a real focus on MS-13 gang members. Fully a third of the people who had felony convictions that were in MS-13 were in the country illegally. And they had felony convictions for bad things like selling drugs and hurting other people, extortion, mayhem, murder. A third of those individuals that we arrested from MS-13 came to the United States as young children, so fleeing the Northern Triangle from the very gangs that then preyed upon them in the United States and put them in that criminal enterprise, whether willingly or unwillingly.
That's Ronald Vitiello, the former deputy director and acting director of ICE, who knows a lot about what's going on along our southern border. It has been amazingly sad to watch what's going on under that bridge in Del Rio, Texas. 12,500 Haitians, mostly Haitians, are trying to get to America. And I sympathize with them. I honestly do. But I also realize that, you know, we have sovereign borders and we have every right to protect those southern sovereign borders. We do. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get $20 off an AC recharge. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Las Vegas, let's face it. Banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Really?
Dollar Loan Center.
Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle. Your loan company charges too much, and we can't wait to show you how easy it is at the DLC and how much you can save. Get up to $5,000 in minutes without a checking account and absolutely no collateral required like at the other companies. It's 100% free to apply, and there's no penalties if you pay off your loan early. We have over 50 locations and give you up to a year to pay back your loan.
Licensed by the Banner Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, one of the problems with the Biden administration is they seem to be bouncing from one crisis to another, whether it's man-made or Biden-made. It doesn't seem to matter whether it's weather or the Biden border crisis. It could be all of the above. I just think it's interesting to listen to people like Marco Rubio. Talking about the border crisis. This way, let's go to cut three real quick. See if we can squeeze this in before the break. This is from Hannity last night, and talking about the Biden border crisis. Listen to this.
I don't think in my lifetime a presidency could be this bad this quickly, but it's happening before our eyes.
Yeah, Joe Biden was elected on the promise that he was going to return normalcy, competency to the American government. That's what he argued and said, as if there was an absence of it. And what you see now is a cascade of calamities and disasters, and they were all created by him and by actions he took. You can't go around for months sort of arguing that there's not going to be any border security and creating the perception and the reality that people can enter the country and they're going to get to stay and not expect for thousands of people to come. And what we're witnessing now, look, it's heartbreaking to see. It's also unsustainable, and it's 100% caused by everything they've said and done up to this point that's led to this. And by the way, where's the vice president who's supposed to be in charge of the border response? I think right now she seems to be in the witness protection program because she's nowhere to be seen on that. And I could go on. I mean, we could spend an hour here talking about the cascade of calamities and disasters that have all been brought about by this administration, their incompetence, and the wrong decisions that they've made.
Let me ask you, Senator, we've got the Pentagon now admitting drone strikes killing humanitarians and children. We got an FDA panel rejecting Joe's booster shots that he said we all needed. France recalling their ambassador. Milley under fire, as you rightly say. You know, I agree with you. At a minimum, he should be put on administrative leave until we find out whether or not what is reported by Woodward and Costa is true. Then we've got, Blinken now totally out to lunch, lecturing the Taliban on inclusivity. They shut down the Women's Affairs Office today. The border crisis exploding, COVID crisis exploding, and they want to spend $3.5 trillion on the new Green Deal, Senator. Which one would you like to take first? Because that's a pretty long list.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, look, the one about not just Americans, but American permanent residents, green card holders that are literally in hiding. The Associated Press today wrote about it, documented how these people live in darkness, hiding, jumping from place to place every night so the Taliban doesn't hunt them down. And we know that that is an ongoing situation there. And then, of course, we've talked about the border. The situation with General Milley, they didn't create it, but they've got to address it. You can't have the highest ranking military official in this government bragging to a reporter about how they stepped in and superseded the authority of an elected commander-in-chief and actually undermined him by talking to a potential adversary. I mean, I just don't. And one more thing about the FDA and the booster shot. This was all produced out of the White House. They wanted to show. Remember, these were the guys that were saying, we're not going to politicize COVID. We're not going to politicize the vaccine and the science. those pronouncements out of the White House about an additional booster shot was a political statement. And the scientists at the FDA, I believe the vote was 16 to 2, rejected it for anyone other than those over a certain age. So on issue after issue, it's a broken promise and incompetence, and the country, it's not even ideological anymore, it's incompetence and a lack of leadership, and the country is beginning to pay a tremendous price for it.
Yeah. Marco Rubio becoming a staunch opponent of President Biden, and this is getting worse. It's not getting better, and that's what's a little scary about this administration. Every time you wake up, you find another crisis, and it's usually a crisis created by the Biden administration. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Steve Sisolak listens to Gavin Newsom. Just one day after Newsom shut down businesses in California, Sisolak shut down businesses in Nevada, and thousands lost their jobs. Newsom closed churches, Sisolak closed churches. He's trying to make us just like California. Luckily, a conservative leader has stepped up to take on Sisolak, an Army veteran and law enforcement officer who spent 30 years defending our shared values, Sheriff Joe Lombardo. When liberal extremists tried to defund police, Lombardo put more cops on the streets, making our rights and safety his priority. And when the establishment told Joe he should switch parties to get elected in Nevada's most Democrat county, he said no, stuck to his conservative principles, and won anyway. Joe Lombardo's a leader, not a follower. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Republican for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I promised I'd let you hear something you probably will be surprised by, and that is Chris Cuomo, a CNN anchor at night, and how he... This kind of stunned me when I heard it, and that's when I said, oh, I got to let you hear this. He understands the plight of Border Patrol agents working our southern borders. This was Chris Cuomo last night.
They are overwhelmed. The system is overwhelmed. I've been to the border many times. I've sat overnight in Ajo, Arizona, means garlic, watching people come overnight, trying to figure out what is drugs, what's migrants, how do you coordinate? These guys patrol tens and tens of miles alone, no backup. And then if they do catch people doing the wrong thing illegally, you don't have the agents, you don't have the courts, you don't have the resources, you don't have the judges, you don't have the places to put them, you don't have the support for their health, you don't have the caseworkers, you don't have any of the things that you need, nor do you have the laws. What is asylum? Who can decide it? What are the circumstances? Where should it be done? Nobody wants to do the hard work. They just want to pander to, don't you care?